Well, the stage is set for the Kelly Cup final. We now know the Newfoundland Growlers are going to play the Toledo Walleyes, kicking off the series at Mile One Centre at Saturday night at 7 p.m. Game two will go Sunday at 7 p.m. The leadership group joins us live in the studio. Dean McDonald and the Governor and the Chief Operating Officer of the Newfoundland Growlers, Glenn Stanford. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Morning.
Congratulations. Not over yet, but this is a big step forward for an expansion team, Glenn.
Yeah, it is. Listen, when we put this together last year and about a year ago, we didn't have a name, we didn't have an image, we didn't have a logo. I don't think anybody, and we were talking to Kyle Dubas about this earlier the week, that thought we would be in this situation a year later. But, you know, hats off to everybody. It's been an absolutely wonderful start. The first time that a team in the ECHL has made it to the Kelly Cup final in the franchise year since 1990. So, as I said to Dean earlier in the week, we're here. We might as well win it. So it's going onwards from here.
You've got a long, illustrious career as an executive in the professional hockey ranks. So you get a lot of credit, in my opinion, as being the architect of this team. But the face has changed so quickly in the ECHL that it's maybe a little different to put together an expansion team in this league than it might be in other leagues. Is that fair to say, Glenn?
Yeah, it's fair to say, and I think one of the things that we have done with Toronto, and we talked about this last year when we were coming into the ECHL, how tough it is to put a team together in the ECHL, and one of the things that Toronto has done is treat it more like AA baseball, in the sense that, you know, the ECHL is going to be the entry point into the Toronto Maple Leafs organization, and it's worked, and like most teams in the ECHL probably get, you know, four or five or six players from their National Hockey League affiliate. We've got upwards to a dozen. And so it's worked so much, Patty, to be honest with you, that other teams in the league have been approaching us and say, how did you do it? And it's we believe that it's elevating the caliber of the ECHL by allowing better players, you know, to come into our league. And and I guess, you know, the proof is in the pudding. When we sat down with Kyle a year ago and he said, look, this is what I want to do. I want to make St. John's the entry point into the Toronto Maple Leafs, both from a coaching perspective, from a player perspective, and from a staffing perspective. And you can't argue with the results. It's obviously worked.
Yeah, it's going over gangbusters. Let's bring in Dean McDonald here. So when Glenn refers to Kyle, that's Kyle Dubas, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. To know they're going to start some of their young pros' careers here in St. John's, not only a great opportunity to put some W's on the board, but an opportunity to really start marketing some of these guys too.
Yeah, I mean, the hockey is incredibly fast. Mm-hmm. You've been down to a bunch of games. We have a very young team. On average, we're 2 or 3 years younger than every other team in the league. And it's speed. And so I think a lot of people are really surprised to get down to the arena and they say, wow, this is, you know, I saw someone tweeted this week that someone said that I've been to 500 AHL games and I've never seen anything this much fun. So it's a very wide open, fun game. So we're pretty proud of what we're putting on the ice.
What's the difference there, Glenn? For me, it's just not so structured like the American League. And guys are not playing in this league like they're afraid to get hurt and jeopardize their crack up top. What's the real difference that makes it so much faster?
Well, I think it is that. I think it's people learning at a lower level.
Making just enough mistakes to make
it exciting. Well, I mean, you just took the words out of my mouth. Listen, they make a little bit more mistakes. And I was telling an AHL scout back around Christmas times that I never saw so many 3-on-1s in my life in my 30 years, because they go 3-on-1 way and 3-on-1 the other way. So, and I think it's it's a freestyle open, more of a freestyle open hockey that's a little bit more entertaining. And, you know, you take a look at the American Hockey League, and no disrespect to it, I've been involved with it for 25 mm-hmm. years. But, you know, if you didn't have the jerseys on the teams that played in your building, you wouldn't know who was the home team and who was the visiting team, because they basically played the same structure. And this is a little bit more wide open. And as Kyle said last week, it's allowed, I think, our players to play a certain structure. We stayed within that structure the whole year. You know, some of the other teams, Florida being one, a little bit older, a little bit more grittier, a little bit tougher. We stayed away from that type of hockey when you're tempted to do it, because you're getting beaten around a little bit. And we stayed focused on and what our team was built on. And our team was built, as Dean said, speed up front, good defense and solid goalkeeping. And that's what you're getting from this team. And they've played the same way all year, and the proof is in the pudding that that obviously is working.
Yeah, consistency is number one playing any sport, and the three-on-ones are exciting for the fans, maybe not so much for the coach, and maybe not for the goaltender. And Dean, I know you've got the adoption papers drawn up for Michael Gartek. He has been outstanding, and he's maybe probably the big reason you find yourself in the final.
Without question. I mean, we you know, Michael wasn't our number one goaltender at the beginning of the season. We had McAdam there, who went up to the NHL after one game. So suddenly Michael's thrust into the scene. He's been absolutely clutch. I mean, it's if you're not a fan, you become a fan awful fast watching his acrobatics. He is absolutely lights out, has been the MVP of the playoffs.
And you know, sometimes, look, last game I saw was a 5-1 victory when you got outshot like 22-5 in the third period. So it wasn't really a 5-1 game, but it was only for Gartek that it looked like that on the scoreboard. Before we run out of time here, what do we know about Toledo?
Very little, to be quite honest with you.
Yes,
you know,
they're
in the Western Conference. We don't play a lot of teams in the Western Conference. We played Fort Wayne this year. Obviously, we know from our Toronto scouts who have been down to the games and giving information back to our coaching staff. Obviously, we have game tape that we know about them. What we do know about Toledo as an organization is that they're one of the premier organizations in ECHL, both from an on-ice perspective and an office. I mean, they've got an 8,000 seat facility. They're sold out right now for all three games next week.
Bravo. Well, let's hope we sell out mile one. It's going to be the key
Absolutely.
Feature here. You know, some games have had big attendance, some not so much, so it's going to be a big boost to the boys on the ice if indeed we have a lot of bums in the seats. And for the first time in the history of a fishing province, let's hope that we can make the walleyes extinct.
Absolutely.
After this Kelly Cup final. I know we got some giveaways. We'll deal with that later in the program. Congratulations. Good luck in the final to both Dean and Glenn.
Thanks
you.
So much,
good to
Pat.
See you, lads.